Indeed, we are meeting tomorrow to deal with two things. The first one is the endorsement of the draft constitution. The second one is the adoption of the report that we have to table before the House of Assembly on Tuesday. So the select committee needs to look at these documents and satisfy themselves that, especially the report, captures everything that happened during the outreach. This report is what we call the national report. It is different from the national statistical report that we dealt with at the second all stakeholders conference. It is a national report of what happened in the entire process, which we are going to table before the House of Assembly. We now want the people of Zimbabwe to see their constitution and to vote on their constitution. We don't want to maintain the monopoly of the process by the political party.
Can we expect another fight between the three political parties when you meet tomorrow?
No. We will not accept anything like that, because this draft constitution and the issues involved were dealt with by the principles of the global political agreement.
Yesterday, Finance Minister Tendai Biti said that there are still some outstanding issues and mentioned the media and ZEC.
Yes, in fact, the Constitution of Zimbabwe provides for a set of functions of ZEC. And these issues that Minister Biti was talking about are issues outside the Constitution now. As you can remember, the negotiators agreed on a standard roadmap to free and fair elections. And this roadmap includes the completion of the draft constitution, which was done. It also includes the rationalization of laws, putting these laws to be in conformity with the Constitution. Regarding the issue of ZEC, Minister Biti was talking about the secretariat of ZEC. The secretariat of ZEC right now are the same men and women who were appointed by one party, ZANU-PF.